I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, it's Andy, and welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. This week, the 2020 season finally got underway. There was a new head coach for Wales, and first, a little bit of self-indulgent, if you don't mind. This is how the team spent Monday night.
We are at the Sports Journalism Awards, where we at the Netball Show have just been sat all evening sitting on a nomination for the best audio category, and we're just stoked. What do you guys make of it?
Oh, I mean, what a fantastic night to be a part of. I mean, it's a privilege to be here with you guys. You know, you're so talented and putting Netball on the map, and it's just been amazing. How about you?
Completely. Like, to be nominated for this award is just phenomenal, and to see Netball recognised on this national stage, to be up against the BBC and TalkSport for our little podcast that started just with us four doing this voluntarily, like, is amazing, and I think speaks volumes for the fans and for how much people have put into Netball and how much we've put into it and how much the fans have invested in that. And that's like a real honour to be here, and to see our little clip being shown up there to be nominated is phenomenal. So next year we'll come back and we'll try and win something, so yeah.
And in case you didn't know, we didn't quite take away the award, but we're so excited to have been here and all have got together. Andy, can you sum it up in any way?
I'm just pleased that we're all in the same room at the same time, but the fact that we're all here and really enjoying it tonight, and lots of people, and to be recognised in that category with BBC and TalkSport, I think that says all I need to know. And the fact that we got in there,
yeah,
made the shortlist, and yeah. Are you paying for next year's entry?
Yes, I will not be paying. I don't know, somebody hopefully will pay, maybe me, we shall see. But it's amazing to be up here representing women in sport. One thing I would take away is that there weren't enough women in sport categories here tonight, and I'm glad that we were one of the few, and that hopefully in the future we will see more diversity at the Sports Journalism Awards. And I'm really glad that we were able to be a part of that, and I just want to keep pushing that message that we're pushing.
Yeah, I completely agree with Natalie, and also just a massive thank you to all of you, but to you, Andy, for really driving this podcast and bringing us all together, and all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes. So a massive thank you to you.
Yes,
really.
And Alex won't hear this until it goes out on air, but thank you to Alex for being our guest as well.
And thank you to all of our listeners. Without you, you know, this podcast wouldn't be here. So it's totally amazing. We are stoked. And yeah, keep listening to us, keep supporting us, and keep supporting Netball.
1, 2, 3. The Netball Podcast! The Netball Show!
Thank you for being there. If you're just new to the podcast, or since those days back in 2017, since we first got started, we really appreciate your support. Last Saturday was the season opener. 5 wonderful games of netball. We were there amongst that 9,000 strong crowd in Birmingham. Well done to England Netball for their organisation. And we hope this continues throughout the season for the franchise's home games as well. Every team deserves your support, so get along if you can. First game was Sirens against Pulse, and a win for Sam Bird's Pulse, 51-53. And it was a game that saw new shooter Ziggy Berger shoot 100%. Sam Bird was pleased with the win for her new look Pulse.
Really good game to get done. There's lots of nerves. We're obviously probably the team to change the most from last year, so totally new combinations, but I'm really pleased with just securing that win the first game.
The last time we spoke as well, it was about getting all those different players playing together and on the same sheet, as it were.
Yeah.
I think we saw bits of that tonight.
Saw flashes of that, and what I am pleased about is we won, but we can see the growth in the squad. We can see that we can improve on those connections game by game, and this is a squad that just will get better and better.
It's about getting everybody to play for you, and obviously we've had Michelle and Lindsay. You've coached them in the past, but people like Ziggy coming on board as well.
Yeah.
How have you seen them?
They've been great. They've really bought into what we're trying to achieve. We have recruited on people first, so people that can gel well. We expect them to be good players, but it's about people first, how I can help them and my coaching team can help them improve as players and represent this club to the best of their ability.
And after the game, we caught up with honorary podcast member number 5, Lindsay Keeble, who told us what she thought.
It was a bit of a nail-biter. I don't think it was perhaps our best performance, but we had some moments of absolute brilliance. The third quarter, I thought, Beanie had a really great impact. I thought we capitalised on some great turnover and actually a good strong lead. I think the last quarter, we got a little bit panicky, and I think we just made a few mistakes that they, Sarin, managed to pull back. But it's a really promising start. Considering, I think, our average age of the team is 21. I feel very old, but it's really great to have lots of the youngsters on court, which is fabulous.
And how's it been settling the team? Because obviously, quite a long time at Saracens, and now it's all changed.
Yeah, it's really great. The girls are amazing. They are so kind, so loving, and it's a great team spirit. We're all rooting for each other. There's no prima donnas, no divas. It's just a great, solid team where we're just here for everybody, and we want everyone to get the maximum out of 19 games of this season.
You mentioned 19 games, an extra game sort of today. What do you make of that, the idea to sort of split these games?
I think for some teams it will be absolutely crucial to win. I have a feeling any of the girls, their teams that came top four last year, may be missing out, and they actually due to this extra game. So I think logistically it's a bit questionable. I think if you're going to do it, you need to pull it and keep it as an even home and away team. But I understand that some teams miss out on a home match, so I totally get it. It'll be interesting to see what happens next year when we have new teams enter and what goes on from there. So watch this space, I suppose.
Sirens player coach Claire Maxwell shared her thoughts after the game to me. Claire, game one.
Yeah.
Glad it's over.
I would like to go back and do it again and get a different result, but no, it's good to get the season started, that's for sure.
The thing is, we can look at that result, and there would be times where the margin of goals would be a lot different, but I think you really gave them a good game.
Yeah, I know, it was contested throughout. You can see it kind of ebbed and flow in terms of the scoreline, but we showed how we can compete and all the good stuff we need to do. We just need to be a little bit clinical on that final phase.
Are days like this pretty long for you, or...? Have you been here and heading straight back?
This weekend's okay, actually, because we travelled down last night after work, and then it's kind of get up and get going this morning, and it means we can get back tonight. Sometimes it's the two-night weekends that are a long one.
How have you found doing that dual role so far?
Yeah, it's been good so far. Learned a lot about myself and obviously the style we want to play as well, but no, I'm really enjoying it. Hopefully we can just continue our learnings on court as well as off court.
And you'll have that support through Les throughout the season as well. You'll be wanting to get everybody to the arena just to sample what Sirens have got to offer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, high netball in this country is amazing just now, and we're part of that, so we'd love to just get as many people on board as possible.
The new kit as well, looking pretty smart.
Yeah, I'm really happy with
it. That extra little spring.
Yeah, I'm always happy with our kit. I think it's one of the best. So, no, we're looking good out there.
On an earlier podcast, we heard from Siren's new signing, Natalie Bright, and she told me what it was like to play in front of that crowd.
I was very nervous. I think I've never played in a crowd that big in an arena like that size. So for me, it was just trying to get those nerves out in the first 5 minutes. And I think we all had a bit of adrenaline going, but I was very excited. And I'm so proud of the girls to stick with the scoreline. Unfortunately, we didn't win, but I thought we worked so hard throughout the whole entire game. It's unfortunate we had a couple errors every now and then that probably led to the score being like that, but for me personally, I was very happy to come on and start in goal defence. Hopefully we can keep getting wins on the board after this, but I would, yeah, loved it.
I'm shaking for you, but that's just food. So that was game one, that's out of the way, but
yeah.
Is that kind of way the level of the team where you're at the minute? There's still plenty, a bit more to give.
I think we definitely had, I think we're stuck in third gear a little bit. I think we definitely can step it up, and we have it training. I think we're a little bit disappointed in ourselves in that sense, is that we could have kept pushing at crucial times, so we had momentum our way, and then we kind of just did little errors that threw it away, and we lost momentum, and they were able to come back at us again. So I think from like a team point of view, happy that we got that done, but it wasn't our best, and I think we all know that. So
what
What's it like having Claire on court as well as being, oh, you should do this, you should do that? Is she nice? Is she?
She's nice, yeah. She's she's stern and she's like, all right, we're changing this now, we're going to do this now. And it's quite good. I like that chatter in my ear. So it's great having her there. She's like a comfort. And it's nice to go to her and have that experience where, you know, it's my first game. So for me, it's just everything's so new and she's like, rein it in, let's do this. And she uses all of her like knowledge and things, and having that coach perspective as well, just on court, just keeping up the chatter and keeping us in the queue with each other, it's great. And she's an absolute warrior. I love playing with her. So
game one done, ready for next?
Very ready, yes.
And crowds like this at the arena can only help.
Yeah. They were, we actually weren't expecting this many people at the first game. It was 11 o'clock.
Nearly 9,000.
Yeah, ridiculous. It's very exciting for the sport, I think. And yeah, I think the atmosphere as well just kind of built it up a bit more, especially when it got close at the end and it was like, oh, I was just about to pull my hair out. I hate close games. It makes you so nervous. So yeah, that was great. Great atmosphere.
Well, the second game of the day saw a controversial, shall we say, ending to Dragons v Storm, as Dragons were beaten 43-44 in the closing stages, described here by Sky Sports Caroline Barker.
Instruction on the pass, goalkeeper.
Last 30 seconds of this game.
Goalkeeper, step aside. Yes.
Dragons will probably end up with ball in hand, but not the result on the scoreboard, unless they're quick about it. Go down to one. But you
Hold
would think...
Time,
goalkeeper, just holding time.
That's a caution for delaying play. If it continues, it will be a warning.
Is that known as taking one for the team then from Kowaluska?
Hold time, please. It's a penalty pass. Goalkeeper, you're out of play. Penalty pass, Dragons.
Well,
wow, that
there
is massive.
You go. That is 14 seconds. They've looked at the clock. The crowd are helping them by counting it down. He's held the time. He's held the time. Can you keep your nerve, Dragons? Time held again. All sorts going on inside that circle. There's only one thing you got to know. Take the ball, turn to post. Can you score it? No. The time is beaten. The umpire's going to stop.
If it's a draw, there's extra time.
The umpire's calling time. The handshakes are gone. There were questions all around, but the clock's showing zero on it. Beaten by the clock. Beaten by Storm. Oh, that was agonisingly close, Tamsin Greenway.
Yeah, it was indeed, and that was the game that got away for Celtic Dragons. They will be absolutely gutted. They had it for big periods of that game. They should have come away victorious. Storm, get out of jail there, wasn't it, really, with that fight back at the end, and almost threw it away as well, trying to be too smart with the umpires. But, you know, that's what happens if you stick into the game, you carry on with the game plan, and defensively they improved throughout that game. Sorry, Storm.
First quarter, they were down 15-12. Second quarter, they went down by 5 heading into half-time. That championship-winning quarter, the third, they lost. But ultimately, in the end, Storm come out winners. They nudged ahead, beating the clock, the whistle, the umpire, the scoreboard. A one-goal win.
So what does Storm's director of netball, Mickey, take from the game?
I think we started off really slow and a little bit lack of confidence, and I think that showed, and that's something that we've got to address. But really proud and pleased with our mental toughness and self-belief in that last 5 minutes, and I think we'll learn a lot about each other and our strength of character by being able to pull out a win.
And a comeback is not a bad way to start the season, but obviously you would want a more consistent performance throughout the game. What adjustments did you make at half-time? What did you say to the team to kind of get them going in the second half?
Yeah, look, ultimately a win is a win, and outside of today people won't remember how the game went. They'll just remember the fact of what the result is. So we're pretty lucky in that respect that we managed to dig ourselves out of a hole. But the reality is, in this league, we're not going to be able to do that every week, and we're kidding ourselves if we think that performance was good enough, because it wasn't. But just individual stuff across the board that is within our own power to control. At halftime, I just said to the girls, look, exactly that. Like, all of the things that we're unhappy with at the moment are our controllables, like our ball placement or our ability to not have our vision open. There's nothing anyone else can do to help you with that, so we've got to make sure we take on some personal ownership. And what extra 1% better can you give to make the other person sitting next to you's job easier? And I think in the last 5 minutes of the game, we really did that. So credit to the girls.
And you must be really pleased with the team's mental toughness and resilience to keep going right to the very end.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, we're a new team. There's lots and lots of new combinations out there across the court. And I think that probably showed today in some really shaky moments. But as I say, we'll learn a lot about each other and our strength of character in that last 5 minutes. I think if this was our team a year ago, we probably wouldn't have come back from that and we would have capitulated. So I'm really, really proud and impressed of what we did in that last 5 minutes, because we showed a real small snippet of our potential. But as I say, we can't rely on that every week, and going forward we've got to make sure that we're bigger and better than that for 60 minutes.
And Storm's new signing, Leah Middleton, told me why she'd remember the afternoon.
Yeah, I think it was pretty spectacular. It's always special coming to an arena that's, you know, so packed and it's got lots of people there. But I think it was super special for me because my nan and auntie got to watch me for the first time. Obviously, playing in Australia, it's a long way for them to come for a game. So, yeah, it was super special.
And you've settled in at Storm pretty well.
Yeah, I love it. It's good and the team's great. And yeah, there's no one else I'd have rather debuted in the Super League with than Storm, yeah.
Were you quite surprised at the whole scale of things today?
Yeah, I mean, the entire setup's really great. It's very professional and very well scheduled. So yeah, it's good. It's really great.
When I saw you at that Stars game, I think I've even mentioned to Emily on the podcast, you literally never stop moving. It was much of the same today. It's just that energy that you've got, and you bring it to court really well, I think.
Yeah, it's slightly different. I've probably come off a few seasons playing goal defence a little bit more, so I think it's just a little bit more adjusting to goalkeeper and trying to channel my energy in slightly instead of trying to get a little bit too crazy out there. But yeah, it'll calm, and I'm really looking forward to the season.
Dragons give you a bit of a test of the Storm as a whole as well today.
Yeah, definitely. It was a close game. It was really well fought, and I think both teams really wanted the win, so it was good to get the win in the end.
And you'll be happy that you've settled in nicely, and Guildford's a nice place to be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm loving my home at the moment. I'm loving playing with Storm, and yeah, it was great to go out there for the first time today in front of all the fans.
Sophie Morgan told us how the Dragon squad were feeling with such a close loss.
Disappointing. It's with our own errors. We had plenty of opportunity to take that game. 5-6 ahead in most of the quarters. It's just getting our foot down, pushing on another gear and being able to take that. That will come, first game, I guess, in the bag. But we didn't take the win, and yeah, disappointing, but we'll go back to the drawing board.
These are never easy, these, you've lost by one kind of interviews, but the support from the Green Army was there. They never stopped all behind me.
They're absolutely incredible, and as well the rest of the crowd is just, they always get, we're the underdogs, and I think the crowd get behind us, and the lift they give us is absolutely incredible. But we've actually got to start now listening to that and then pushing on.
Yeah, it won't be much longer on performances like that, mate.
No, hopefully not. We just need to go back now and get rid of them errors, and just have a good look at ourselves, really. Fitness took over a little bit towards the end then, towards the end of each quarter, really. So yeah.
How have you grown since Tanya's been about? What she brought to your game?
Personally, definitely. She's really, she really gives you some stuff to focus on, which is really helping me. Things that I haven't been told before, which is nice. So yeah, a few adjustments to my game, which I've already adjusted to so far. So yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back into training now and just being able to get rid of them errors as the squad and push on next game.
Well, it's game one, easy to say, but you've really made a bit of a statement to those neutrals out there. And
yeah, definitely. And I don't think anyone expected it at all. So I think now, though, we've still got to take the focus back to ourselves. We've got to have a good look at ourselves and come back out here next week and actually give the crowd what they want, give ourselves what we deserve, the time we're putting into trainings. So yeah.
Important that we get everybody along to support Wales as well.
It is, yes. First home game next Saturday, so we need to get everyone there. But we always get a good crowd at home games, so yeah, we're good.
I've just realised this episode is going to be about 40 minutes long, so what I think I'll do, I'll stop it there, and if you're interested in finding out what happened to Mavs and Thunder, and obviously Bath and Lightning as well, keep an eye out on the podcast feed for part 2 of our season opener review. See you in a minute.